Thank you, Miss Linda and Angela. Well, good morning, church. It's good to see you this morning. Welcome to the Forks. If you're visiting with us, thank you for choosing to worship with us this morning. You're our honored guest. There's a QR code on the screen behind me or on the pew in front of you. We ask you to take a moment, scan the QR code, and we get to know you a little bit better. And at the end of the service, we have a special gift for you out here at Welcome Center, and we'd love to meet you. Well, let's stand together. Let's worship. I want to welcome those watching online as well. It is a great day. Somebody around you this morning. This great hymn together. Here we go.
There's within my heart a melody. Jesus whispers sweet and low. Fear not, I am with thee. Peace be still in all of life's ebb and flow.
Come on, church, sing it out.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. My heart with pain. Jesus swept across the broken strings, stirred the slumbering chords again. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Sometimes he leads through waters deep. Trials fall across the way. Though sometimes the path seems rough and steep, see his footprints all the way. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Soon he's coming back to welcome me, far beyond the starry sky. I shall wing my flight to worlds unknown, I shall reign with him on high. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go.
Amen. Aren't you thankful we found joy in Jesus this morning? Amen. Yeah, we can praise him, church. Yeah. He is worthy of all the praise. He is the one who we call on in our times of need, and know that he will hear us. So no matter what you're going through in your life today, know that he is our fount complete.
Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy praise. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for song.
And know that he will hear us. Know that he will answer. He is all we need this morning, church. Listen as John leads us in this great song.
Every hour I need you. temptation comes my way. When I cannot stand, I'll fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope and stay.
Great day it is to be in the house of the Lord, and we welcome you here. I want to say a very special welcome to all of our mothers here today. We love you. Happy Mother's Day to you. So grateful that you could be here to be in God's house to worship. And I'm so thankful that we are a church that believes in prayer. As we were just singing, Lord, I need you. And we all need him. There's not a person here or watching online today that doesn't need Jesus Christ. We all need him every moment of every day. And there's an opportunity, if you feel led by the Holy Spirit, to come to this altar and pray. You may kneel, you can stand where you are, you can make wherever you're worshiping today your prayer altar. But I invite you, if you feel led by his Spirit, to come join me as we lift up our prayers together. Would you come pray with me today? May we pray together. Oh God, we come to you today with grateful hearts, thankful hearts, humble hearts, because you gave us your one and only Son, Jesus, to die on the cross to save us from our sins. Words are not adequate to express our gratitude for what you've done for us. So, Lord, we give you all praise and glory and honor for Jesus and for our salvation and the grace and the mercy that you have shown us every day of our lives. And Father, today we lift up these folks gathered at the altar, others praying from their seats. With this many people and people watching, there's a lot of hurt, there's a lot of pain, there's a lot of grief. Lord, we pray you would just wrap your loving, comforting arms around them. Father, I lift up Angie Hornbeck and the loss of her mother and ask that they might feel your comfort and your peace in their loss. Father, we pray for some who are on the threshold of going into their eternal life and ask God that you would comfort them, be with Mabel Blitzer and her daughter Melanie, and ask, Lord, that you would just fill them with your peace. God, there are others that are in the hospital going through treatments, Father, and going through tests, and I pray you would anoint them, God, with your healing touch, and they'd get a good report. Father, we continue to pray for this country, for our leaders, for our military protecting our country. We pray for peace around the world, and may it begin in each of our hearts. Father, we just pray for all of our moms. Lord, we're grateful for Christian mothers. And Father, we thank you for those who have gone on to be with you in glory. We know that when we're in Christ, we'll see them again and we'll celebrate together. Father, I just pray that you would heal families today. There's some families divided, families not speaking, families not forgiving. Oh God, heal the family, because we believe the family is the backbone of our country. So Father, heal our families. Father, we pray for our church and all the churches that preach the good news of Jesus Christ, that you would bring spiritual awakening and revival, and revive your church, God, again. And may it begin in each of us. Lord, I pray if there are people here today battling some form of addiction, would you set the captive free? Deliver them, God, from their dependency. Deliver them, God, from their depression, from their anxiety. Father, from their fear. Father, and just set the captive free. Break the chains. Lord, we just pray that your Holy Spirit would continue to bless and move in this church. That if there are people lost without Jesus today, God, that someone or many would come to accept you as their Lord and Savior. We pray for Christians to come back to you. We pray for new family members to join this family of faith. But God, we love you so much and thank you for loving us. I just pray, God, that you would continue to bless through this service, through the music, through the message, through your messenger. And Lord, I pray once again, when I am weak, then I would be strong in and through Christ. Father, we love you and pray all these things by faith in the strong name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. I'd like to invite you, if you have your Bible, to turn with me to John chapter 8. And as you're doing that, I'm grateful that Sean is coming to lead us in a beautiful song after the reading of God's Word. Thank you, Sean, for leading us today. Begin with verse 42 of John chapter 8. Jesus said to them, "If God were your Father, you would love me, for I have come here from God. I have not come on my own. God sent me. Why is my language not clear to you? Because you are unable to hear what I say. You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Yet because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Can any of you prove me guilty of sin? If I am telling the truth, why don't you believe me? Whoever belongs to God hears what God says. The reason you do not hear is that you do not belong to God." This is the word of the Lord, and blessed be the name of the Lord.
Jesus, all for Jesus, all I am and have, and ever hope to be. Jesus, all and have and ever hope to be. All of my ambitions, hopes, and plans, I surrender these into your hands. All of my ambitions, hopes, and plans, I surrender these into your hands. For it's only in your will that I am free. For it's hope to be. Jesus, all for Jesus, all I am and have and ever hope to be. All of my ambitions, hopes, and plans, I surrender these into your hands. All of my ambitions, hopes, and plans, I surrender these into your hands. For it's only in your will that I am free. For it's only in your will that I am free. Jesus, all for Jesus, all I am and have and ever hope to be.
Thank you, Sean, for that beautiful song. And when we know his will, we are free. And that's such a beautiful song, beautiful message. Thank you for being here today and allowing the Spirit of God to be in this place. I always like to start with a little humor. I thought a little Mother's Day humor would be appropriate for today. Maybe you all heard the story about the little girl who was watching her mother wash dishes at the kitchen sink. And as she was watching her mother, she was staring at her mom, and she noticed these white strands of hair coming from her brunette hair. And the little girl said, "Mom, what are those white hairs coming from your head?" And the mother looked at the little girl and she said, "Well, honey, you know all those times that you disobeyed and and disappointed me and made mama cry. That's why I have these white hairs. The little girl just looked at her mom, and a revelation came to her, and she said, "Well, Mom, how come Grandma's hair is all white then?" The last several weeks, we've been going through a sermon series called Experiencing God. It's based on a discipleship study, Experiencing God, Knowing and Doing the Will of God, written by Henry and Richard Blackerby and Claude King. And in this study, it's been teaching us how we can find meaning in our lives as Christians. And if you're not a Christian today, you don't yet have a relationship with God, then you can find that meaning and to know His will in our lives and to help us to experience God. We're studying seven realities. Last week, we looked at the reality that God invites you to join Him in His work. God invites you to join Him in His work. Today, we come to the fourth reality, which says that God speaks by the Holy Spirit through the Bible, through prayer, through circumstances, and through the church to reveal Himself, His purposes, and His ways. So it's my prayer today that we would come to experience God in a life-changing way. In our scripture passage that we read today out of John chapter 8, we see Jesus who's being attacked by the Jewish religious leaders of the day. They were attacking Jesus' identity and His authority as the Messiah. And Jesus was sharing with them that He was, in fact, who He said He was. And He said, the reason that you are experiencing spiritual blindness and deafness is because you refuse to believe My teaching. And He said, if you can find any sin in Me, you know, go ahead. But we know Jesus was the only perfect person ever to live. He was without sin. And yet Jesus came back to them and said, look, the reason you can't understand, the reason you can't hear, the reason you can't see, because you don't know the Father. You don't know the Father, and you don't know who I am. And it's my prayer today that the more we experience God, we will recognize His voice. One of the key verses, and it actually is going to be a memory card out on the table as you're leaving today. I've been challenging you to memorize scripture so that when the devil attacks, we have an arsenal of God's Word stored up in our hearts and minds to be able to share God's Word. But whoever, John 8:47, whoever belongs to God hears His voice. The reason you do not hear is because you do not belong to God. Whoever belongs to God hears His voice. The reason you do not hear is because you do not belong to God. Do you hear God speaking to you today? It's my prayer that before this service is over, you would hear His voice. And we're never going to hear His voice until we have a real and personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And if you don't today, I pray before this service is over that you would come to know Christ personally in a real and personal way. But we know that the Holy Spirit speaks by the Bible. God's Word is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. And we read in Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, in the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us through his Son, which is Jesus. But we know in the Old Testament that God spoke in a variety of ways. He spoke through angels. He spoke through visions. He spoke through dreams. He spoke through symbolic actions. He spoke through a gentle voice. He spoke through miraculous signs. Do you remember in Exodus chapter 3, verse 4, we know that God called from within a bush, Moses, Moses. God spoke to Moses through a burning bush. Now understand this. The way God speaks to us is unique to each and every individual. I don't think there's probably anybody else here that's been spoken to through a burning bush. If you have, see me after the service. But the fact is, God speaks to us in many different ways. In the Old Testament, he spoke through all these ways. In the Gospels, God spoke through his Son Jesus. In John chapter 10, verse 3, it says that he calls his sheep by name and he leads them out. God knows our name. Jesus, the shepherd, knows our name and he desires to lead us. But in the rest of the New Testament and to present times, God speaks to us through the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, Paul said, "Don't you know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you?" When we accept Christ into our hearts, the Holy Spirit comes into us and he speaks to us and convicts us and guides us and comforts us and helps us. And so maybe today God is speaking to you through the Holy Spirit in some way. I shared at the early, this isn't in experiencing God, but I don't know about you, but God speaks to me through music. Many times I have felt the Holy Spirit speaking to me through a beautiful song that's sung or a song that's played. And through the years, God is always, I am moved. Sometimes to the point it's hard for me to preach afterward because I am so moved by the beautiful music. And I believe God anoints music that can be used to speak to us. But we know that the Bible in Psalm 119, 105, the psalmist David said, "Your word is a lamp for my feet and a light for my path." So we know that God's word lights up the path to show us the way to follow after God and to follow after his truths. God speaks by the Holy Spirit through the Bible. But God also speaks by the Holy Spirit through prayer. Did you know that prayer is not a religious activity, but prayer is a fellowship and communication with God and with us? God speaks, we listen. We speak, God listens. And it's so important that we would pray. And if you're not praying, and what Henry Blackaby said is what God says is more important than what we say. So we're all guilty of telling God, "I need this, I want this, I need this." But how many times are we just quiet and listen? Some of you are here today and you're saying, "Well, I don't even know how to pray." And I think about what Paul wrote in Romans 8:26. He said, in your weakness, he said, when we do not know how to pray, the Holy Spirit or the Spirit will intercede for us with groans that words cannot express. So when we don't know how to pray or what to say, the Spirit of God will intercede. That means speak on our behalf to help us put into words what we can't express. Or maybe your heart's too heavy, or your heart's too broken, or your mind's too confused. And so say, "Help me, God." But also, when I think about prayers, I think about, and I couldn't help but think about, how many of us have been blessed to have Christian mothers who have prayed for us. There are a lot of moms who have interceded on behalf of their children, who have cried out to God, praying for their children. Today's a tough day for me and for many of you. I know for my brother Tim and me and my brothers Terry and Jerry, because many of you, most of you know, we lost our mom back in January. And today is tough for a couple of reasons. One is, and I could sing a song, I didn't sleep at all last night. And I was tossing and turning. I had a tickle in my throat. I'm not contagious, it's the Kentucky crud. But all night long I was coughing, or either Kelly snoring woke me up, one of the two, but it's just the opposite. But my throat was tickling and I couldn't sleep. And while I was there in the bed, I told my mom that I loved her. And I told God to tell my mom and dad that I loved them. And I prayed for my three brothers because I knew they would be struggling today. And to pray for others maybe that are going through their first Mother's Day without their loved one. So I was praying, and for whatever reason, the devil, I've told you all this, always attacks me the most on Saturday night. The one night out of the week that I sleep less than any other time is Saturday night. Saturday night, the devil is just working overtime on me. I toss, I turn, I can't sleep. I could have little toothpicks hold my eyes open this morning. But the fact is, greater is the one who is in me than he that is in the world. So the devil might try to silence me today, but I'm not going to give him that privilege or that joy. So it's hard because I knew I was a little scratchy and I knew it was going to be tough because of my mom. But my mom was a prayer warrior. I've shared with you through the years, you can imagine living with four men, five counting my dad, how my mom prayed a lot in our household. And I can't tell you how many times mom prayed. And I've shared with you, I found prayers that my mom had written out. Prayers when I was looking for love in my life and trying to find the right person and looking for God's will and direction. And I found prayers where my mom was interceding, praying on my behalf. And she was thanking God in advance for bringing me a beautiful Christian wife and for placing me in the place where God wanted me to be. And God answered that prayer and brought me a beautiful Christian wife and Christian mother for our three beautiful children and placed me in this wonderful place to serve alongside you. I'm so thankful. Even while my mom was in the hospital, when she was wearing the oxygen where she couldn't communicate, she was writing notes and would put her hands up for us to pray. Constant prayer. We might pray 5 minutes later, and even when it was just one hand, pray. We called prayer lines. We were calling, burning up the prayer lines, the 700 Club, and Andrew Womack, and my mom would say, pray, pray, pray. And I anointed my mom's head with oil and I prayed over her that God would heal her. And God did heal her, not the way I was hoping, but God gave her the ultimate healing that she has now received in glory. And know this, when we pray, God hears us and God speaks to us in prayer. And when we're in Christ, we'll see our loved one again, and what a day that will be. But I'm so grateful today that God speaks by the Holy Spirit through the Bible and through prayer, and He speaks to us through circumstances. Some of you are here today, and maybe you're asking right now, why is this happening to me? God, you're unfair. God, you don't love me, or this would not be happening right now. Maybe that's what some of you are saying. And let me just share this with you. I've had people to say to me, Todd, have you been bugging my phone or listening in on my conversations? Has my husband been talking to you? Has my wife been talking to you? Because you were speaking directly to me today, hitting me right between the eyes. Well, let me tell you, that's not Todd speaking. That's the Holy Spirit speaking to you. If you feel like somebody's talking directly to you today, that's the Spirit of God. And maybe you're saying, God, you're unfair. God, you don't love me. Well, in the scripture we just read, Jesus said, your father, the devil, is a liar and the father of all lies. God is fair and God does love you today. I want to make that perfectly clear. God is a fair and just God, and he loves you and me very much. And sometimes we don't understand why we're going through what we're going through, but God maybe is trying to get our attention and trying to speak to us through that circumstance. I think about Job. Y'all remember Job? Job was a righteous man who feared God and he shunned evil. But you remember, just like that, Job had great calamity to come upon his life. Lost all of his livestock, lost his home, lost his 10 children, lost his own health, had these sores and boils all over him. His own wife said, curse God and die. But Job did not. And you remember, he had friends that came up and said, you must have committed some terrible sin to have all this calamity on you. Let me tell you this. Ultimately, all of our calamity does come from what Adam and Eve did in the Garden of Eden. Because of their disobedience, we have pain, we have suffering, and I'm sorry to say, we have death. But don't think, you might be a godly person living a faithful Christian life, and you're going through some junk right now. That doesn't mean that you're actually doing something to bring that on. Even though sometimes we've all been recipients of the bad decisions that we've made to place us in the predicament that we're in. But ultimately, it comes from the sin that took place in this fallen world. But God can use our circumstances to grow us in our faith. I think about fast forward all the way to Job 42, when Job finally, if you will, saw the light. And he said in verse 3 of Job 42, he goes, surely I spoke of things I did not understand, things too wonderful for me to know. And then you skip down to verse 6. He said, my ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you. Maybe that's you today. Maybe you've heard of God, but now you can see your spiritual eyes have been opened to see the truth of God's word and realize that God is sovereign and God's in control. Even when things seem like they're out of control, God promises to be with you and to be with me. Henry Blackaby shared in his study, Experiencing God, about his 16-year-old daughter, Carrie, years ago. Was diagnosed with cancer, 16. Their world obviously was rocked, as doctors said she would have to undergo 8 to 9 months of intense chemotherapy and possible radiation. The Blackabies began to pray. He said, never once did we say, God, you're unfair, God, you don't love us. But he said, God placed a passage of scripture on he and his wife's hearts. And it was out of John chapter 11, verse 4. Do you remember Jesus had three close friends that were Lazarus and Mary and Martha? And Jesus, when he was in Bethany, would go there to rest and to eat and just to fellowship. Well, do you remember that Lazarus passed away and Mary and Martha were upset, and if you would have been here, our brother would not have died. Do you remember that? And when Jesus got word that Lazarus had passed, in verse 4 of John chapter 11, He said, this sickness will not end in death. He said, no, this is so God will be glorified and Jesus, his son, through it. That God would be glorified and God's son, Jesus, would be glorified through it. And he said it was amazing. They didn't broadcast that, but people started sending them cards and letters with that same passage, claiming it. And he said, they took their daughter Carrie back for tests. It wasn't 8 to 9 months, but only 3 months of chemo, and the scan came back that she was cancer-free. And as a result, prayer groups that had grown dry and stale were revived. Students, her friends, came to know Christ as their Lord and Savior, and lives were transformed because of the victory that God had brought. Don't you believe for a second that God can't take what the devil maybe intended for evil and turn it into good for his glory. And today, maybe that's what God's doing in your life. You can't see it right now. It's too wonderful for you to understand, but God's going to use this circumstance to open your spiritual ears and spiritual eyes to know that Jesus is who he said he is. And we trust in him. But then lastly, God speaks by the Holy Spirit through the church. You know who the church is? That's us. We're the church. We're God's people. We are the body of Christ. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 12:27, now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. We're all part of the body of Christ, and we, in our relationship with the church, come to know God's will through people. Did you know that God maybe has spoken to you through another Christian? Maybe a Christian friend, maybe as a through a Sunday school teacher, a youth minister, an associate pastor, through a pastor, to someone you know that's trying to live out their faith. And let me tell you this. God will never tell you to do anything that doesn't match up with his word. Look, if you think it's from God, well, you check it with God's word to see if it aligns with the word of God. If it doesn't align with the word of God, then it's not from God. So we must make sure that it's aligned with the word of God. But God speaks through the church. He speaks through people. I wish I had the time to tell you of all the people through the years that have so spoken to me, and I believe that God used as messengers in his church for me to be where I am today. God used a lot of wonderful Christian people that confirmed God's calling upon my life, and I pray that God is speaking to you as well. I close by sharing this story. Henry Blackaby shared that he and his wife attended a large church, and I'm grateful, much like this church, they had a prayer time at the altar where the pastor would invite people that felt led to come pray at the altar. Henry Blackaby said this one particular Sunday, he noticed there was a young man who was at the altar, and he was praying fervently, just pouring out his heart to God. And he said he felt a strong prompting of the Holy Spirit to go up and begin to pray with this young man. He prayed silently, and then Henry Blackaby began to pray out loud, God, that this young man would surrender himself to everything that you're telling him right now. The young man looked up and saw that it was Henry Blackaby. He said, it's you. It's you. Then he proceeded to tell him that he had just graduated from law school. But he had felt a powerful tug of the Holy Spirit calling him to go to seminary and to go into the ministry, but he was afraid to tell his parents because they had just paid for him to complete law school. And he said, I came to church today praying that God would use somebody to confirm to me that I am supposed to follow your will and to go into the ministry. And he said, God used Henry Blackaby, the author of Experiencing God, Knowing and Doing the Will of God, to help me to know that God wants me to be in ministry. It shouldn't surprise us that God can do that. And maybe you're here today and somebody's going to come alongside you and they're going to pray for you and with you about what God is leading you or leading me to do. And the first thing, though, we've got to get straight is we've got to have that personal relationship with Christ who's real and personal. Do you know him today? You're not going to know his voice unless you know him. And I pray if you don't know him that you give your heart and life to him today. All of us are sinners. All of us. The Bible says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Would you confess your sin, ask for forgiveness, and he'll forgive you today. He loves you and he'll forgive you. All you got to do is say, forgive me, Lord. And repent from the things you know you ought not be saying, the things you ought not be doing, the way you ought not be living and acting and treating people. He'll forgive you and you can have a fresh start today. Or maybe you're here and you're a Christian and you've wandered away from home. Now it's time to come back. I think about the prodigal son who went off into a distant country. But while he was in the midst of this famine and longing to eat the pods that the pigs were eating, said he came to his senses and he went back home. And he said, Father, make me as one of your hired men. And then he, as you well know, the father loved him into his arms and they celebrated his homecoming. And that's what God does when we decide to come home and when we're prompted by his Spirit to come out. He loves us in his arms and forgives us. And today there's a celebration awaiting for you if you would just come back home. And then lastly, maybe you're looking for a church family. This is a wonderful church family. I mean it. I love you all. We're not perfect. You're not perfect. I'm not perfect. But he is perfect. And as long as we keep our eyes on Jesus, we can never go wrong. But if you're looking at me or somebody beside you, you're going to find fault. But if you're looking to see the good in Christ, you'll always find it. Always. So my prayer is today, if you're hearing God speak, don't turn him away. Don't cover your ears. Don't close your eyes. Open up your eyes. Open up your ears. Open up your hearts. And allow him to come into your life to change you forever. Aren't you ready to do that even now? As we pray together, God, I pray right now in the stillness of this moment that if there are any folks here today, God, it might be a man, a woman, a young person, even a child, and maybe, God, they've never given their heart and life to you. Lord, I pray this would be the day of salvation, that someone would confess their sin, ask for your forgiveness, and invite you to come into their heart. Lord, that today they would get rid of the anger and the bitterness and the unforgiveness. And Father, they get rid of the addiction. They would get rid of the eating disorder. They get rid of the depression. They would get rid of the anxiety. They would get rid, Father, of the guilt of the past. That they would give you their sin. They would give you, God, their heart. They would give you their soul. That they would say, Lord, I can't do it without you. Lord, I pray somebody would pray that prayer and invite you to come in today and begin the new life you have in store for them. Lord, I pray for some Christians that need to come back home and say, I've been complacent, I've been cold, I've been inactive. My walk with Christ has just been mediocre. I've just been going through the motions. It's been mundane, but I'm ready to have my faith rekindled and start serving and making a difference while I have the health and the life and breath to do it. But Lord, maybe some folks are looking for a church family. This is a wonderful church. I'm so proud of this church, God, and the people. Humbly proud, not arrogantly proud. I'm just humbled. My family, we're humbled and honored to be a part of this family where your love is real. And God, when we hurt, we cry together. When we celebrate, we laugh and rejoice together. When we seek discernment, God, we pray for one another and encourage one another. And God, I just pray your Holy Spirit would encourage someone today. Speak to them, God. And may they hear your voice prompting them to come just as they are. Don't have to get cleaned up, get their house in order first, but we just come just as we are. And you love us into your arms. Give us that strength to do just that, even now, in Jesus' name, amen. If you're in this place, I'm going to invite you to stand and come as we sing this hymn of commitment. If you're watching, it would be my privilege to pray with you about your decision. Won't you come as we sing?
Come just as you are. Hear the Spirit call. Come just as you are. Come and see. Come receive. Come and live forever. Life everlasting. And strength for today. Taste the living water and never thirst again. Come just as you are. Hear the Spirit call. Come. Just as you are, come and see, come receive, come and live forever. Life everlasting and strength for today. And never thirst again. Come just as you are. Hear the Spirit call. Come just as you are. Come receive Christ the King. Come and live forevermore.
Thank you so much for being here today and spending part of your Mother's Day with us here at the Forks. Please know if this is your first time worshiping with us, come back and see us, please. And if it is your first time, make sure you go by the Welcome Center and receive a free gift, a small token of our love and appreciation for you being here. We have a couple, three announcements. I know JT has one in just a moment. I have a couple. Don't forget, there are scripture memorization cards out on the round table as you're leaving. I hope that you've been taking these to heart and memorizing God's word. You can pick one up as you leave. Also, we have baby bottles. This is to support the Avenues for Women ministry. And we're asking that you would, because I think we're running a little short, one per family. If you would take one per family, fill it with coins or dollar bills, then you bring it back on Father's Day. And so if you feel led to take a baby bottle, they're out in the foyer, pick one up. And then I asked you last Sunday if you felt led to give to the Access Soup Kitchen and Men's Shelter. JT and I had an opportunity to go down to the shelter this past week to meet with the director and to one of the board members, and they are hurting. They have enough to get through this month. I know our church has been a faithful supporter of this ministry for years, and now they're in a difficult position as they're awaiting some grants, and their 70% is based on churches and individuals like you and me to support this ministry. So there will be two offering plates out on the round table. If you have come prepared and feel led, you can drop off those donations in the plate so we can help with this important service here in our own community. JT, I think you had an announcement at this time.
Hello, everybody. So this weekend, Elaine and I have been working on an event called Teach Out Loud. So if you are a teacher or administrator in our school systems, one, we want to say thank you to all the service that you do for the students. And we want to celebrate with you on Saturday and feed you, right? Everybody loves to be celebrated with food. So that's what we're going to do. We have a great speaker coming, and this event is totally free. We've had a couple of donors from the church here. Thank you so much if you're one of those donors that have made this event free for any teachers and administrators that would like to come. You can sign up online. There's the QR code up here on the screen. You could also just go to the website there at forksbaptist.org/teachoutloud. We'd love to have you. Thanks.
Thank you, JT. Happy Mother's Day. We love you all. Spend quality time with your family. If your mom is still alive, you make sure you tell them you love them and cherish that time you spend together. Sean's going to lead us in a closing song, then John Baker, our Deacon of the Week, will be coming to close us in prayer. God bless you all.
Let's sing this great hymn together.
Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go.
Well, let's pray. Father, we're just so thankful for the message this morning. Please, Lord, help us to stay connected to you, Father, and we just want to hear your spirit, Lord, to talk to us and lead us down this path, Father. Lord, just be with our mothers, and just we're so thankful. Just help us to honor them, Lord, and for those who have passed on to be with you, Lord, we're thankful for them, Lord, and we just pray that you would comfort the families and just help them to have such fond memories of them today, Lord. We love you. Please forgive us for our sins and just help us to go out and spread your word to everyone we see this week. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.